Okay, so little meditation. Of course, breathing. Breathing and letting in everything that you're ready to let in, that is a part of who you are already, that is that perfection that is you. The beautiful part that is always there waiting to come and play, to come and be. That part of love that is with us here always. The Star Mothers, the entourage of Kryon, the entourage of Adaranda. What surrounds us, we become. Love surrounds us, and we become love. Light surrounds us, and we become light. Wisdom, yeah, we become wisdom. Joy, peace, forgiveness, compassion, and we become all of those things because that is our intention. That is why we are here and who we are here to be in this family of love.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those who are just listening, this is the end of the day of the second day. Those who sit before me have been exposed to a great amount of things. But the exposure that was the most profound is the realization of love. In certain languages on the planet, love is so special that there are different meanings, different spellings, and they understand. Mostly the ancient languages, the oldest on the planet, will have this. There is an understanding that love has so many aspects and so many parts and so many ways of being expressed. The love you have for a parent, the love the parent has for you, they're different. The unconditional love that you would have for an animal, and there's back to you, it's different. But the one that is the highest, if you have to measure height, is the love of God. And the love in you is simply that which is mirrored from the Creator. That is how you have it. If I told you this, that if it were not for God inside you, there would be no love in a human. There would be loyalty and perhaps appreciation as one animal to another, living side by side, intelligent enough to speak. But without God inside, there would really be no love. Without God inside, there would be no compassion. And so that's why you meet people or you know of people along the way who you would say they're compassionless, or they have no idea how others feel, there's no empathy at all, and then you would understand what free choice creates. Because these are the things that will vary and go up and down with consciousness, showing you that it is not automatic that a humanoid walking any planet with or without God would have compassion or would have love just because they have intelligence. They would not. And so it is a God-given thing. And yet we are saying that you are part of that God. So you gave it to yourself by plan so that you could awaken or not. And it's no secret then that evolution, or as you raise the consciousness, is going to be greater compassion and greater love. It's automatic. It comes with the system of God. the system of God. That's the system in humans. It's the system in humans all over the galaxy. And I've just given you a hint. When you meet your ancestors of the galactic order, meaning those from other systems, they will be humanoid. Some will be bigger. Some will be smaller. There will be different shades, perhaps, and face shapes that you haven't seen before. But they're all humans. And that tells you something, that the vessel that has been chosen to hold God is human, and is beautiful, and it is elegantly designed, and it's been around almost before Earth. How does that make you feel? By design, indeed. Oh, but there's so much more. If you spoke to scientists about what you are being taught in channeling about DNA, they wouldn't necessarily begin to make the same leap, because they haven't discovered these things yet. DNA is chemistry to them. DNA does not yet say consciousness to them. For so far on your planet, consciousness belongs to the brain. Now we're telling you, and we have before, that there are attributes of consciousness that involve a lot more than your brain. The triad, the brain, the heart, the pineal, we told you this, all together making consciousness. But where did consciousness come from? And can it be modified by something other than that triad? And the answer is DNA. But it hasn't yet been seen. Again, DNA is chemistry. It's an interesting part of the body because it is unique to you, and every single molecule of the trillions that you have are identical. It's a lot different than cellular structure, where you have a heart cell or a kidney cell or a skin cell. They're all unique, but they're different, and they're functional for the organ that they belong to, but not DNA. It's the same everywhere, and there's a lot of it. And the questions arise that never have been ever answered is why? Why so much DNA, even though it contains the blueprint for the heart cell and for the kidney cell and all of that? That's done. It was done when you were in vitro. Why now? Why is DNA so prevalent? What else might it do? And then you start the study of identical twins. And then, there's a big aha. Identical twins can be at opposite ends of the earth, as far away as you can be. And if something happens to one, the other one senses it. And you can ask identicals all over the planet, is that the way of it? And they'll look at you and say, absolutely, 100%. And then they will tell you, here's how it happened to me several times. She was here, I was here, he was here, I was here. And identicals have something in common. They have the same DNA. Identical DNA. Now, this should tell you something. There's a connection between them, and it's expressed in, are you ready? Consciousness. So you cannot then divorce consciousness from the biology of the double helix. Identical twins receive consciousness signals between them when something happens to one that the other then gets. If this isn't proof enough, there's even more. And we have told you this before, that DNA sets up a quantum field. trillions and trillions of molecules of DNA are part of the setup of a field around you. And the field around you is multidimensional, and it's called the Merkaba. That field is caused and built and echoes the DNA in you. So suddenly there is a picture of a complexity of the human being that goes even further than any chemistry that has yet been observed or discovered or worked with or measured. And DNA will eventually reveal itself as the key to everything, since the Merkaba has patterning in it that will actually show your health when you can see it and when you can measure it. And we've told you this before, that the seers around you, the sensitive ones, the medical intuitives, are reading the field of your DNA, the Merkaba of the soul, if you wish to say. This is a beautiful plan. How does it make you feel that there's so much more yet to be even discovered about you and your body that is sacred and beautiful, planned, designed, and isn't new? It isn't new. When life was microbial on the earth, there were humans on other planets. And now the one that you wanted to hear, and you were them. Dear ones, this planetary adventure called Earth is just the newest one. You have come from other places, other planets, doing the same thing with other consciousnesses, with other DNA, looking the same but slightly different. And that's why when you get to Earth for the first time, no matter when you arrived for the first time, you're comfortable. You're a human again. And you're learning the culture of Earth. We speak sometimes of the newbies, the ones who have just arrived, being so different because they're just getting used to the consciousness that the Earth has created. Have you ever noticed how clueless a newbie is on some things that actually are low energy? They expect more, and they're shocked where they're tricked. Have you noticed? That they're pure, and they're shocked when they're betrayed. Have you noticed? This newbie has come from a higher consciousness planet, long before you, and has arrived with expectations of a higher baseline. And the newbie is the first one that receives that which is the low energy realization. The newbie is the one who will be the most depressed the fastest when they somehow realize they've stepped into a place that's not as nice as where they came from. And then they get used to it. And then they work with it. And lifetime after lifetime, it's been there, done that. They work the puzzle in the energy that has been created by humans since the beginning of human time. It's a beautiful system. It's elegant. Where can this go? And that is what we have said before, that is just astonishing. I see it even now. You've been there. There are so many on the planet who reel at the idea that you might have come from Pleiadian DNA. And they say, that's just absurd. Not understanding that they were Pleiadians. Some of you have been called space creatures or whatever. You are. You were. That's the plan. When the oven was ready, in came the salt and pepper to make you who you are. And it's beautiful beyond what you can imagine. Step by step, DNA can evolve. And what happens when it evolves is higher consciousness, not better biology. Your biology is set like it is. It's beautiful. But the other thing we've told you is with a higher functioning DNA, something happens to your biology. We have said this, that low energy viruses cannot attach themselves to a high energy consciousness. Your chemistry of your cells are all involved in that which is the development of consciousness in your DNA. So the higher your percentage of DNA is working, and the more complete it is, the more coherent it is, the higher it is, the less disease there will be on the planet. Then the one we've never talked to about, Gaia will sense it. And in the sensing of that, you're going to have better crops. You're going to have to see it to believe it. Have you ever known somebody who had a green thumb? They could grow anything, and then someone next to them can grow nothing. Now, can you explain that in a way that is not metaphysical? Here's the answer, that the one with a green thumb is one with the plants. There is a consciousness in the DNA that literally is speaking to Gaia differently than the one who cannot grow anything. That's what we're talking about. Can you imagine a higher consciousness Earth where you have triple the yield on crops? That's how you're going to feed populations that you're worried about feeding. Consciousness. Gaia will respond, and there's other things that will happen. Higher consciousness will change weather patterns. I'm not going to even go there. It's just too strange. Physics will respond to consciousness. The physics of the planet and the way weather works and the cycles all respond to you, and you've never known that. I've told you about the upcoming cold cycle. It's not designed to eliminate humans. It never was. It's designed to refresh the oceans so that food will be abundant for humans who decided to stay. That's what that's about. It's a cycle that's always been here, a cycle that may be a little premature because you decided to stay, a cycle that will help the fish and eventually regrow the reefs and all the things that you look at today and say they're diminishing and they're dying and we polluted them and all. Boy, you certainly haven't helped things, but you didn't start the cycle. That would have happened anyway. You're moving into a new area of space, even as I am sitting here, that's going to enhance the grid and allow for higher consciousness, less disease, greater growth in plants. There are so many good things for this human being who sits here and wonders if you're alone. Not understanding that the elegance of the DNA is all part of a higher consciousness plan where someday you'll be able to see it and marvel at what you didn't know. The reason for Earth is you. When Gaia starts to alter itself because of you, you'll start to change your mind maybe on God inside. Every single planet who has gone into a high consciousness has come to this conclusion. And in some of them, it was extremely tough because there was no connection between the building in college that was the one called divinity and the building called chemistry and the building called physics. And they all worked the puzzle differently and they all stayed in their own building until one day they had the big aha that there should be one building because they were all related. They were studying the parts without understanding the relationship. It happened on every planet before yours. The oneness of everything, because the relationship between the parts creates the whole. And you can't take the parts away from one another and then study them alone, because the puzzle will never come together. DNA helps with consciousness and the triad between the heart and the pineal and the brain. The brain is the logic, it's the rememberer, it's the storage. But DNA is the Akash. DNA represents so much more than synapse in your brain. It is more complicated than has been seen, and that makes it beautiful. But in the complexness of it, there's a simplicity of the plan. The puzzle comes together to make the whole simpler. And what I mean by that is when you assign the entire reality to one organ, it makes it super complex. When you share it with more than four things, it becomes simpler. Then you start to see what the things do. I'm way ahead of myself. This has been the discovery of planet after planet who goes into what you are going into now. Awakening. An awakening of self, awakening of consciousness, and the beginning idea of humanity, that there really can be a world where you look at each other and you say, we're the same, we're not going to war, we're the same. And we think differently and we worship differently, the one God, but we're still the same. And we have the ability to do that without fighting about it. And a higher consciousness starts to agree. And a coherence of thought and compassion starts to create economies based on principles you haven't seen yet. Best thing you've got going is democracy. That was good, and now it isn't. You've seen it, and now it isn't. It's now dysfunctional. Democracy was never meant to have elections where winner takes all until the next election. It was meant instead for consensus of coherence and a system where everyone benefits instead of everyone fighting. There are new democracy principles coming. We've even told you about that. That will happen with a DNA that starts to be enhanced because it creates new thought. Things that have never been thought of are in that field now, waiting to be manifest. There's new healing modalities. There's new thoughts about how things can work. There's new energy. It's coming fast. There's new ways to have yourself so you don't have to worry about water with the weather change. It's going to come so that the weather change does not then spoil what has been here for centuries. It's coming, especially on the coasts where you have plenty of water to desalinate. It's coming. This is what this shift is all about, and it's beautiful. I'm looking at a planet right now in graduation, and it's not here. Way before your time, it had a 1 million year start, not quite, but almost a 1 million year start on you. And it went into graduation, and DNA started to become that which was higher and higher. Until it got to that place of 70 or 80% of the ability of any human who has DNA, 70 to 80%. And when it was 70 to 80%, they looked at the earth and they said, the earth is not ready. It's not really ready yet. It needs some things. It has to go through some other dispensations. It has to start to boot itself up and raise itself up and have better choices. Let's give them something. And so they sent masters. Masters who could change physics, who could create food where there was no food and heal when there was no healing. And they became miracle workers, and you saw them, and they were humans. And almost every one of them, you did away with. You weren't ready. They were right, but they brought love. That's where that came from. And then there were the angels. Who are angels, do you really think? Well, they've come from heaven, you think. Where is heaven, do you think? Could it be, could it even possibly be that angels are those from other planets who have been ascended for a very long time. They walk into your world. They walk through walls because they can. They have shifting colors because they can. And the only thing you can do to make sense of it with your mind is put skin and wings on them and give them a name. And now they're humans. Did you ever think of that? Filled with God, filled with love, filled with purpose, visiting you for only benevolent reasons. Only benevolent reasons to give you information, to help you out. And when humanity needs a push in the right direction, the angel shows up and says, "Fear not. I know I don't look right. I know it looks fearful because I'm just a swirling ball of energy with a voice." And every single time it's happened, from the burning bush forward, it's been benevolent. And it's been in guidance for your civilization to bring you to a point now where you can examine these things, some of which will sound blasphemous. Who are you to decide how God does things? Because God does things better than you think, and more benevolent than you think. And it brings it right down to you in the chair listening to this. Better than you think, more benevolent than you think, all ready to go. That's the human being. You're starting to see change. And in this, you're starting to examine and discover you are bigger than you thought. Let this day ring with that truth. As you leave these chairs and slowly over time examine that, could it be true that I'm not alone, that there is a plan, that humanity is starting that, and that I'm involved because I'm an old soul, perhaps an original? And that would be true. All of what I have just said is accurate, and someday it will be seen. And when it is, the big aha. In the beginning, there was love, and it never went away. And so it is.